Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, before we get started, I'd like to thank all of our Patreon backers. This week, we're going to be thanking Brian Collin and Sean Graham for their support of our show. And without further ado, let's jump into it.
Terry Gamble here. I play Dr. Sam H. Hill, a very handsome doctor. He's been going through some changes.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Kelsey Osborne. And as usual, I'm Sarah. And I will continue to be Sarah.
I have thus far continued to be Mac Beauvais, but we'll see how long that lasts. But I will be playing LV113, who is an uplifted wolf.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I will be playing Dr. Claudia Martins.
So you guys were on your ship with literally, I think it was like 300 refugees from the planet who crowded into your ship. You met the little pink amoeba Pete.
Are you talking about my therapist?
Yes, your therapist, who was taken out of the stomach of Dr. Sam H. Hill.
What?
Who spent the entire episode kind of walking around trying to figure out what was going on. It was pretty funny. Like, what? All right, I'll go do this now. And it was
so compliant.
It was so compliant. That went on, and then Dr. Sam H. Hill felt like someone was following them with the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
The end of that episode was Sarah going into a really dark cargo bay, the door slamming, and Yark and her getting thrown into two different directions. What happened was there's a robot who was inhabited by a backup of Swan's program.
Sneaky.
Then tried to take over the ship again and attack Sarah and Yark. All of you went down there and you all had to battle. Then fast forward to you made it to the Cryobeck homeworld, which was Osfang. And you met the council, and that was, as you were meeting the council, that's when Dr. Sam H. Hill's personality started re-emerging. He was like, oh, you're so cute, I want to pet you. And he started talking about that. Meanwhile...
But they're so cute.
Yeah. And so parts of your personality started to resurface. Then you guys found out that the Tall were coming in a very short time, and that's where we stopped it the last time, okay? We pick up with the leader of the council. They just said that the Tal was going to be showing up soon and that everybody needed to get ready for a fight. The council says, well, why don't we go into what would be the equivalent of their war room or whatever to talk about how we're going to defend ourselves from this invader. And that's where we're going to start, is you guys are going to go, you're going into the war room to talk about what the best way to deal with this and what your involvement's going to be. And okay, so you guys go into this room and you're sitting around a large circular table. They don't have chairs. It's almost like a Japanese style thing where there's little pillows where each person sits, right? Because then their legs just kind of naturally kind of sit. They sit up like this with their hands on the desk and everything, and their table is not very high. So you guys have to like figure out how to sit.
I'm fine.
This is fine. Not.
All they see of you is a little antenna.
This is not very comfortable.
This is great for me.
You must feel right at home, LV.
Certainly more than on the ship with you.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Let's focus on the problem at hand.
All right, well, as you all know, we have several ships inbound. They could be here within the next day. We have ships in orbit that can help repel. We also have a shield around the planet, but unfortunately, Tall have ways to get through certain of our measures, so it's not going to be 100%. I guess my question for you is, how do you think you would best help with the defense of your ship and its people?
Do the Tall have any known weaknesses?
Their technology is good, but it's not any more advanced than ours. Their shielding is on par. Their nanotechnology is a little bit more advanced, obviously, keeping them from getting nanobots onto our soil would be probably number one. Being a gunner might be something some of you can do. We put you in a ship with a pilot, and you basically use the ship's gun turret to shoot at different targets. That would put you on the front line. We're also probably going to have issues where they will have some people get through our defense. We might need people down here to help hold back the oncoming, you know, invaders. I don't know what their plan is. If they want to save this world as resources, they're not going to use their nanotech. So we'll know real quick whether they're just planning to wipe us out or if they're looking for our submission, basically.
And this is the first time they've been so bold as to make an attack?
They've always been aggressive, but they've never attacked a cryobacked protected planet before.
So they're getting more bold. Mm-hmm.
They did seem rather dependent on water.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we could steer them towards a place that has more water.
Or find a way to evaporate the water that they have to have with them.
But then won't that send them here? I don't understand.
They can't survive without it.
Oh, so you're just saying that we need to dehydrate them?
Oh, I don't like that word.
But if they're like earth frogs at all, they wouldn't like salt water. Do you have oceans?
Yes, we have salt water.
Dr. Hill, when we did some analysis on the frog gentleman that we brought on board, Do you remember if his suit was filled with fresh water or saline?
You're asking me things I should remember, and my memory has been a little foggy lately.
You want to make it like a zoologist?
Sure, let's make a check.
So,
use that brain. That
just
big, handsome brain.
Oh, well, I think we might be okay. We'll see what the dice do, though.
Yeah. Four negatives. Wow.
Just two negatives, but that's enough to knock me down. No, not getting up again. Okay, so that's minus two from three. That's one. But I also have mansplain, explain.
Sure. I'll take that token.
Will that help?
Yep, you get two more points.
All right, great. That's what I need. I needed to beat your... Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was fresh water. All
right. Yeah, it was fresh water.
So do I think that Dr. Martins is right then? If I like did analysis of this type of animal, would probably be susceptible to salt water?
He seems pretty confident, and he's changed a little bit, so you're confident.
All right.
He's not just BSing.
No. I study these things.
Okay.
And your idea sounds really good.
So was the idea to lure them to the ocean?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I know, see, the planet we come from, it's called Earth, and the majority of the planet is ocean. It would be pretty easy to sort of direct incoming ships or knock them into the ocean with some sort of, you know, d- defense, like, there's not a lot of land to land on. There's more ocean, if that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know what the geography is here.
The geography, basically, it's Earth-like. There are large bodies of water, of ocean, and whatever. Most inhabitable planets are within, like, the life belt and all that. There are large oceans that you could crash people into. The question is that going to be an effective way to get rid of enough of them?
And also to compromise their suits, because remember they had those
right
helmets. That's it.
That I don't know. I'm just floating ideas.
No, that's understandable.
What kind of weaponry are we working with here?
Well, I mean, we have our basic plasma blasters, and we do have small, short-ranged fighter ships that are going to be doing the space battles.
I'm curious what you think, LV-113.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. I was simply thinking that with enough heat, water will eventually evaporate.
I think we just need to make it boil.
That true. Too. So if there's something that we can do to superheat at least the big ships.
Well, we do have, like, an irradiation cannon that we could use.
Oof. That would do it.
It's just, it takes a while to power it up after it's been shot.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'd like to bring to everyone's attention is, those nanobots seem to get hyperactive in heated situations.
She's right.
I just don't want them to become more powerful. You know, they're pretty freaky.
I agree. I don't like anything little, yeah.
I mean, they can take over things that aren't organic, you know. I saw it. When we were down on the planet, they were taking over bots.
Don't worry yourself.
I mean, they were, though. They were taking over the bots and infecting their bodies and transforming them into different things.
It's okay, Sarah.
We know. We'll protect you as much as we can.
Yes, right.
Really freaky, those bots.
Yes. That's why we should take out as many as we can while they're out in space and not here on the planet. And it's worth maybe attacking first.
If they get through the atmosphere, I think we should hit them with some sort of cold weapon.
Also, as a preventative measure, just in case, maybe Yark can work on some sort of virus for the nanobots, that if they attack any inorganic matter that's here, they'll get infected with that virus.
Well, I mean, I can try. That's pretty advanced stuff, and I don't know how much time we have, but I can look at it.
Okay.
I believe in you. You seem pretty capable.
I've been able to do things.
I know, it's weird for me too, LV. I saw that look. I'm sorry.
It's weird for all of us.
What do you mean?
Oh. You were...
Yeah, I heard. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty horrible.
Yeah.
I mean bad.
Yeah, I heard. Okay.
I mean, frustratingly awful.
Oh, God.
I just...
really?
Okay. I won't harp on how horrible you were. I won't go on about how frustrating.
Sure, it wasn't just tension between us or something?
Oh, dear God, no.
I still feel like maybe there was something.
Let's
little
move
something.
On.
Let's little
Dr. Martin, are you all right? Did you just throw up in your mouth?
A tiny little bit, yes.
The crowd back are kind of looking at each other like, what the fuck? Is there any other things that you guys can think of before we move forward that you want to throw in? And do you guys want to be in the spaceships fighting, or do you want to be down here on land? And you guys can separate the party. It's up to you. What?
Was that the cryobeck speaking, saying we could separate
the
body?
This is Wes saying it's okay, I'm used to it.
I feel like I'm more use on the ship.
As
an astrogation expert.
I can't help it.
I'm assuming Luke is there?
Yeah.
I'd probably quietly ask where they're going to be.
I fly a ship. If you wanted to be my gunner, you could.
Okay.
All right. Yark goes, well, if I'm working on on this stuff, I'm going to need Sarah's help. And I think it's a little dangerous to have a kid up in a space like that battling. So.
Oh, I'm not a real child.
You're young. You have a lot to learn. I think you should stay down here with me. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah, we can work on fighting those nanobots.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's cool that you just sounded like Pee Wee Herman a little bit there. Just got a flashback to that movie.
Herman's gonna
Herm. Nanobots is the word of the day. Nanobots!
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not sure where to go.
Now, just to clarify real quick before we get to Sam Hill, that's Yark being protective father figure kind of Yark. So it is your call what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah, no, I think
that's
Sarah.
That's what he's going to say.
I think Sarah's very freaked out by these bots.
Yeah.
If she can get them, she wants to get them.
All right. Well, what is your thoughts, Dr. Hill?
I honestly don't know where to go. I'm not sure I'm going to be the most use. Oh, God. I feel like I used to have so much assurance and clear-headed thinking about where I was meant to be.
I think we said that your ships have guns on them, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So are you guys going to fly in your ship and use your ship as a fighting ship, or are you going to use one of theirs? You're giving me that look like you just ate a jalapeno.
I don't know.
I know I'm concerned for the safety of our ship because I want to make sure we're able to get back to wherever the hell we're supposed to go. And if it gets, you know, destroyed or something in battle, that probably won't be good.
Well, if you get destroyed in battle, you won't have to worry about going back home.
You know what? I'm talking about the ship, not me necessarily.
I'm just trying to point out the realities of war.
I feel like I would survive because I'm pretty resilient. I mean, it seems like I've gone through a lot already, and I'm here.
It is amazing you all have gotten this far.
I feel like I know our ship much better than I would this other technology, and so it would probably just be better for me to do.
Oh, so we're going back to the ship together.
Oh, dear God.
I'm pretty good with a gun. I'm here to help.
To stay
right,
out of my
so
way.
That's settled. The married couple are going to go out to the ship. You're going to go out
the
fighter.
She's not a wife.
She's not a... You're not a... I thought you guys were a couple.
She's an astrogation specialist.
Which makes her not a wife.
I'm so stupid.
So Sarah and Yark are going to get set up in their computer command post for the planet. They talk with the ships.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. There's literally like hundreds of people at different consoles doing all this stuff, right?
This place is great, Yark. I've never seen so much great technology. I'm gonna start researching over here, Yark. You just come get me if you need me, okay? I'm gonna plug into this computer over here, and I'm just gonna be researching.
She just like keeps going.
She doesn't eat anything, so I'm not sure where all the energy is coming from. All right.
It's my perpetual energy system.
Yes. Sarah, you set up at a console.
And I, like, plug myself in, and all of a sudden my screen is just like, as I'm just, like, trying to research stuff.
Yark's a few terminals down, and he's working on the virus, something simple that will shut off the nanobots if it comes to that. Marcia, Dr. Hill, Dr. Martins, and Marcus are up on the ship. Everyone has been evacuated from the ship. So it feels just really empty. You got used to weeks and weeks in hyperspace, shoved into like a sardine can. And now all of a sudden, everything's empty and kind of spooky. There's not a lot of people there. And you don't have Sarah whizzing around screaming at the top of her lungs. And or the top of her circuits.
I don't have lungs.
At the top of her circuits. Or the top of her amplifier. You send Dr. Xing and Nurse Sill down. LV-113, you guys take a small ship up to one of their larger battleships. Mm-hmm. And when you get on, it kind of amazes you because it's completely designed totally different. The ceilings are a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. Everything is ramps. You see several different ramps going into several different places. A lot of the Crowbeck run on all fours when they're in the ship because they can move faster. Mm-hmm. And then the center of the ship, it's like there's all of these catwalks all the way around these ramps. And in the center is a big empty space with the engine of the ship with almost like these gyroscope kind of things whirling around an energy source in the middle. So it looks like something you've never seen before.
Sure.
And he takes you to this ship bay, and he says, all right, that's our ship over there. And it's this small craft with a ton of guns, and he's like, you're going to be in the back with the rail gun, and you can spin 360 degrees. Because the top of the dome, you can see space. Mm-hmm. You suddenly start seeing all these ships flood out from the launch bay. And he says, all right, get in. We're going to go. And you sit down and it's comfortable. Your legs actually fit into these slotted areas and you feel pedals on the bottom. Mm-hmm. So you can go left and right. He goes, now, you're going to get sick when we do this because sometimes we spin really fast.
I think that's the least of my worries right now.
Just know that this is going to be difficult. Are you ready for this?
I expected it to be difficult.
All right. What?
I just keep thinking, just let it out on the floor. You'll eat it up later.
Michelle coming in with the zinger.
That's messed up, but true, right?
Wait, I gotta get past the part first. Little wheezing, hacking. So there.
That's funny. All right. It's just wrong.
Uplifted wolf, guys. Uplifted.
Yeah, but still wolf. Yeah.
Some things you can't move past.
You're all bastards.
True.
All right. A few moments later, LV-113, you guys are blasting off into space in this small ship. And a few moments after you set off, one of the first Tau ships comes out of portal space. Sarah, you see this huge intergalactic map, and suddenly it zooms in on Ostafang, and the first ship appears as this beep. Yark goes, see if you can find a way to strengthen their shields.
All right, I'll divert some of the energy from over here. Don't need life support in the cafeteria.
Wait.
Nobody's in the cafeteria. I'm just going to divert that from over here because nobody's eating lunch right now. And then and they're on their shields. All right, their shields are up.
Well, let's roll for it first.
No, but I did it.
I did it. All I have to do is say it and it
all
happens.
All I have to do is tell you what I'm doing.
So, You're gonna up their shield power. You're gonna want to beat a 4 with your science.
With my science, I like that my reasoning is that no one needs to eat lunch right now. That's apparently where my brain is at. Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, so that gives me a 6.
Okay, so you're able to divert some power and reinforce the planetary shields.
Yeah, I just shut down like. Basically turning off the lights in all the other rooms that nobody's in.
Okay.
And diverting that energy
somebody
to shields.
Somebody in a bathroom somewhere. Click.
Sorry. <whatever. laughs>
Dr. Martens, you guys blast off from port. And you see these ships start to come out of portal space. To explain, it actually looks like a huge two-dimensional hole opens up in space with all of these blue lights and the ship flies out of it. Marcus goes, what are we, we're a science ship. Why? I know we have guns and stuff, but like, what are we doing?
We're doing whatever we can. I mean, we can't just sit there.
We're not fighters.
We are today, Marcus.
We're researchers.
Today?
So take notes while we fight.
All right.
Man up. Chin up.
Okay, well, let's just do it already. Okay, so...
We must rise to the occasion. That's better. Yes. Yes?
Yes.
So you guys...
Do you approve, Doctor?
I approve, and thank you for asking.
I just want to make sure that you're happy.
Marcus puts back on his headphones.
Don't you dare, Marcus.
I have to hear Sarah in flight control, so...
Yeah, this is Sarah. See? You're doing your thing.
She's right here. Just don't look them in the eye. All right, so you guys fly out towards the ships that have appeared. LV-113, you're in the back, and you're looking around at all the ships around you, and you notice that the first ship that came through, there's these huge docking bay doors that open up. Smaller ships than what you're in, like... You don't even think a Tal could fit in one of them. It starts to come out. They look like ball bearings. These like silver spheres just start flying out of sight. Luke says, "All right, here we go. There's tons of them. Just start spinning and shooting." I want to do an aspect of fish out of water situation, because this is your first time doing this. You see this group of these spheres coming towards you. You're basically going to be hitting several of them at a time. Roll, let me know what you get with your shot, and I'll tell you what the defense is.
Well, I got a 3.
Okay, so I got a -1, so go ahead and explain what it looks like when you fire off your first rounds.
Because the controls are made for the same kind of anatomy as LV has, it feels more natural than any of the other weaponry that they've used before. So they just kind of lean into it and start firing off and whipping around pretty quickly.
Right.
Shooting at everything that's moving.
I want to invoke fish out of water and narrate that you're disoriented from the sudden spinning that you've been doing because you're doing everything so fast. Do you want to take the token?
Fuck you.
So you have to pay me a token.
Yes.
All right.
Succinct enough for you?
Dr. Martins and Sam Hill, you guys are flying...
Towards each other?
Towards the ship. And Marcia is in engineering in her main area. Do you suddenly see all these spheres coming out? Marcus goes, "Oh, okay, General, what are we doing?"
Shoot the spheres.
That's the plan.
Heading down a gun, ready to go. Whatever you say, Dr. Martins. I run over to the guns.
How about this, Marcus? If we're a research vessel, then let's do research. What do we have time to analyze these things at all?
I don't think so. What you want? Look, this isn't my... I'm not very good at this.
Do what the woman tells you. Shoot.
Swan analysis.
They seem to be small robotic attack ships. They're hard to hit because they're so small. They're very fast, and there's a lot of them.
Is this nanotechnology?
I don't believe so, no.
Are we able to emit an electromagnetic pulse?
Yes.
Do you think that would disable these ships?
If we could figure out a way to take down their shielding...
Okay,
how do we take down their shields? I want to know how to knock down shields.
I bet
Breaking
you do.
Down
Sarah.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Dr. Martins.
Oh, hi, Dr. Martins.
I'm sending you some data right now that Swan collected about some ships we're battling.
Oh, yep. I'm seeing it come in now.
And I'm wondering if there's a way to disable their shields.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Give me a few minutes. Let me analyze this, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, thanks.
This is tough because this is completely different technology.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a science of 6 or...
Okay.
Okay, that's +1. I'm going to use creativity and innovation from having Dr. Kim's brain to give me a +2, and that'll give me a 7.
All right, so Pay your token. You figure out a way to weaken their shields.
This is for the main ships
this
that
is
are
for the
emitting
little,
the little ones, or this is for the little,
little
ones?
Little ones.
Okay.
So then that brings us to Dr. Hill, who is going to be firing this electric pulse that is going to take out the small silver ships. Command broadcast a warning to the rest of the friendly ships in the area to get out of the way. Dr. Sam Hill's going to roll for the
EMP. For my pulses?
For your pulses.
For your pulses.
And then we're going to...
Not your impulses.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say it's a 4. You got to beat a 4.
Okay. I have shoot, but it's only a 1.
So go ahead and use shoot, because it's an area effect kind of thing. You're hitting a zone. You got to make sure everyone's out of the zone. We'll say that you need to hit a 4 altogether. If you don't hit that, that means that there might be a few cryobeck ships that get...
I think we're going to be okay, because that's a 4 without anything.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
So you take the shot.
Told you my impulses were strong.
Oh, God. You see all of these ships just stop.
Did it work?
It worked. Good job, Dr. Hill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right then, Sarah, you see...
She has never said that to me before.
Yeah, no, never.
This is a very big day.
You've never earned it before. Anyway, what?
Oh, I've let you down. I'm sorry. In the past.
Three more ships come out of portal space. The rest of the tall ships come out of portal space. So there's 4 large ships altogether. Probably a couple of hundred of these little spheres have been stopped. LV-113, you guys loop back around and you start heading towards the ships and try to keep them from getting closer.
Where the robotic ships were launched from, is that open?
They're still open.
Okay.
What is your idea? Do you want to tell him? Because he's flying the ship.
Yeah.
Luke, hey.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try and get into the ship and do some damage from inside. We could get past their defenses. They're expecting that they've got their defenses with these little pods.
Well, let's, the doors are going to close pretty quick. They're going to start to close. So let's give it a try.
And then he radios another ship to follow.
It's certainly one way to circumvent the shields.
True.
Sarah, you're looking at this map and you're looking over all this data. Yark is a few computers away crunching numbers. You're looking at the code of the map because it's actually easier for you to process than pictures. And there's a glitch. This weird strain of numbers that doesn't make sense. And then when you look, the numbers tell you that there's something on the map. But when you look at the map, there's nothing there. And there's 2 of these glitches, and they seem to be getting progressively closer to the planet, but you don't see them on the actual map.
Yark?
What's up?
I think I may have found something. Here, hold on. Let me put the code up on my screen.
He walks over.
All right, hold on. Now, look at this string of numbers right here, and then look at the map.
Are those coordinates for a ship on the in the binary, and then over here on the map, I don't see...
Exactly.
Are they... Do they have some kind of cloaking device on them, or...?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay. They're getting awfully close, awfully quick. Motions quickly to one of the people and points out. The cryobeck team member says, never seen anything like this before. We need to let the fleet know. And that is where we're going to end. This episode ended up being so long that I had to cut it into 2. If you enjoy our stuff, please check us out on Patreon under 12 Sided Stories. Your help supporting the show. The more people that join up, the more stuff that we can do. Let's go to social media and start with Terry.
You can find me at the Terry Gamble on all the social medias that you like, I think. The Twits, the Grams, the Books of Face. Or at terrygamble.com, T-E-R-I Gamble. And check out Horror Movie Survival Guide. It's a really fun weekly podcast that I'm also a part of. And a lot more fun stuff coming from us this year as well. Thanks.
All right. Hi, everybody. Kelsey Osborne. Follow me on social media. You can do so on Instagram and Twitter at Kelsey Kelsom, K-E-L-S-E-Y, K-E-L-S-E-M.
Hi, I'm Mac Beauvais. Please follow me on social media as at StrangeLikeThat.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can follow me on the social medias at Michulu, that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find a lot of the sound effects you hear on DriveThruRPG under Platemail Games. You can also find us on BattleBards. If you subscribe to BattleBards, you get access to over, like, I think it's 3,000 sound effects from my library and from BattleBards' library. So definitely check that out. You will be hearing from us very soon with new adventures and new things. We will talk at you very soon. Thank you very much. Bye.